All right, I'm going to go ahead and start with our guest host today because Ryan takes a long time to get a burrito. All right, this is World Music Today. I'm your host, Misha, and my guest hosts, Ryan and Robin, will be in shortly. And let's see. Today is British Week, so a lot of these bands I'm sure you guys are going to know, but hopefully you'll discover some new bands or discover some bands that you thought were from the U.S. are British. So we'll start out with the song Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand, who you probably know. All right. And we're back. That was Take Me Out by Franz Ferdinand. Ferdinand. I can never say. Whatever. Ferdinand. I can't say his last name right. I'm sorry. By Franz, the Franz guy.
I saw them lie.
Whatever.
Ferdinand.
Okay, so. You're going to play Muse next. But My guests are now in the studio, so do you guys want to go ahead and introduce yourselves?
I'm Robin.
I.E. the ginger.
Hey, watch it.
I'm Ryan.
I don't want any racist jokes on the show.
They'll be coming.
Wow. Okay, what Muse song did you want to play?
Uprising or We Should Do...
I was thinking Butterflies and Hurricanes.
Ooh, that's
Uprising.
A good. We're going to play Butterflies and Hurricanes.
Ah. Wow.
Okay. We'll play Uprising later. But everyone knows that song, so...
Uprising. Nights in Cydonia, we can play that.
What?
I can't
hear myself.
I can't hear myself.
I can't. I can't hear myself.
Can you hear yourself?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Like, well, no, like...
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, well, I can't hear myself.
Well, the headphones
are
weird.
You're embarrassing
yourself, Ginger. Yeah, I know. I'm good at it. So, it's okay.
All right. Yeah, we'll go ahead and play this song.
Yes, please.
Why all right. Are we on why am I on Facebook?
I'm on Facebook.
It says Ryan Honig right there.
This is Robin Butler right there.
No, right there.
Guys, Facebook, if you leave it on your computer, it'll sometimes say that you're on even if you're not.
That's true.
Oh, or okay. One of your siblings could be hacking it and IMing all your friends.
There's
actually,
no way
they wouldn't know my passwords.
Are they still listening to us?
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay, we should play this
song
right now. All
right, and here's the song. This is Butterflies and Hurricanes by Muse.
Your fault, although you could have done more. Oh, you're so naive, yes, so how could this be done with such a smiling sweetheart? Oh, and your sweet and pretty face is such a lovely one, something so beautiful. Oh, that every time I look inside, I know. She knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, or she's still out to get me. And I know, she knows that I'm not fond of asking. True or false it may be, she's still out to get me. I may say it's your fault, because I know you could have done more. You're so I'm
All right.
That was good.
Yeah, it's a good song.
That was pretty good.
All right, what am I going to play next? Ooh, I do have a song. Okay.
Well, she does have a song. Yeah. Don't worry about it.
All right, this is by Martina Topley Bird. It's sure called is. Sandpaper Kisses.
I've never heard it.
Sounds interesting.
I heard like 30 seconds of it last night.
So it's pretty good.
Hopefully.
The kisses are like sandpaper.
That would be painful. You'll avoid that, guys.
See, yeah, that's why I like the name, because it's contradictory, and I want to hear the rest of the song, so...
Not if you get
but I never have time to listen to 3 hours worth of music beforehand, so that's I listen true. To, like, 30 seconds, and then if I like it, I put it on. All right, yeah. You're back on.
Yes, I'm back on. I said, and play.
Oh, I thought you were trying to I thought you were trying to say something. Because the way you looked at me looked like you were in the middle of saying something, but
you.
I couldn't hear you. Yeah, you did.
Okay, I was looking at this.
Well, but that is in front of me. Whatever. Okay, here's the song. And play.
Just a curve with featherweight curves to expose all she knows. You play like tears, you're gonna leave
for 2 seconds. Okay, I kind of like that. What?
What?
Alright. I don't know.
I didn't like it.
It's an awkward song. I kind of like it, though.
I had no idea what they were saying. She was saying? It was saying.
It's a she.
It's a she.
Okay.
It's a she. See the dramatic pose? That's a womanly dramatic pose.
It's for sure a dramatic pose.
Alright, we're going to play some Beatles, because they're amazing.
Sure are.
And so I found some random Beatles trivia. See if you guys can get this right. What was the last song that John Lennon played for a paying audience?
John Lennon was not part of the Beatles in the 80s. Well, 80 he died. But he was John Lennon as a one person or the Beatles? Because the Beatles with...
A person.
Oh, I don't know.
The last song he played for a paying audience was I Saw Her Standing There. In 1974. So that's kind of cool. He was true to the Beatles till the end.
No, he wasn't.
I know, I'm kidding. But
I did a project on him.
I know.
I wrote a 12-page essay on John Lennon.
Well, then give us some information on John Lennon, because I love him.
He's a cool guy.
He is a cool guy, but everyone knows that.
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you know anything fun about him that people wouldn't know?
What about he and his wife?
Yoko Ono?
Yeah, didn't they have, like...
a relationship?
No. Didn't they have, like, a really interesting story or something?
Yoko basically wanted John to be able to express himself without the pressure of the Beatles, and John was basically sick of the fame. He was someone who was famous but didn't want to be. So, and
were
Yoko...
the Beatles, like, the opposite?
I want to say George was the one who was way into it. It was George or Paul that was way into the fame. And he...
It kind of seems like it might be Paul.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Paul.
I mean, just the way he acts is so, like, attention whore-ish. Yeah. I mean, I love him, but still.
So, yeah, he basically wanted to... he just wanted to break... John wanted to break away and, you know, do his own thing. And Yoko allowed him to do that.
Because Yoko is wonderful.
She's wonderful.
She's a cool person.
You should meet their kids.
I would like to meet their kids, but I kind of feel like that's unlikely.
We gonna play the song
yet?
Have
them kidnapped in your basement, Mom?
Okay, so we're gonna stop boring you and play a song.
Yeah.
This is "Come Together" by the Beatles.
Down below his knees. to cross for you. Oh, what a thing to do. 'Cause you are all yellow. I drew a line. I drew a line. Myself trying.
I'm telling a story, guys. Okay, so
wow.
I was once asked the question, what does the song Yellow mean? Well, I'll tell you what it means. Because Coldplay was interviewed, and as a result, we got the answer that Yellow means whatever you want it to mean.
Essentially
asked,
nothing.
When Coldplay was asked what the song Yellow meant, he's like, I don't know. What does it mean to you?
Someone probably bet him.
Yeah, that's exactly. What I... My theory was always that someone, like, walked up to him and told him, I bet you can't write a song about yellow, and then he just wrote
I bet you can.
You know, like, it just... Yeah. It doesn't sound... It's a beautiful song, and it sounds deep for seconds, and then, like, they just throw in yellow, and it stops being deep. But
well,
I don't know.
Like
I love it.
Books.
But...
No.
Yeah.
What are we playing next?
What are we playing next? We are playing Lethal Bizzle.
Lethal, is it Bizzle or Bizzle?
Bizzle.
Bizzle.
It does have a B.
Yeah.
Lethal Bizzle.
Bizzle.
Fire.
I've
never heard this song, just a disclaimer.
That is Lethal Bizzle, if you're wondering, by the way.
And remember that.
All right.
Big hair, but it's a fight. Make you choose the dough, make you move, and that is why. Now watch out when you aside that you really don't know.
No.
Leave for the bizzle, yeah, full of a lot of soul. With this new star, one and a half hour go. I'm not gonna stop, I'm gonna keep on going. But I know you might be feeling, I know you might be screwing. I know you're pulling your hair, punch your fist right on the ceiling. Succession that's the feeling, succession that's the meaning. If someone needs to my ass goes right through that ceiling, you don't know how I feel. Feeling, feeling, it be real. So say the make a will. I want to make a meal. So I'm thinking that you chill. You don't know the deal. You feel it anyway, your hands up.
It's a shame.
Fans that stuck with a fire through thick and thin. Right about now to take over the Bizzle. Alright then, let's go.
It's a shame.
What the fire's gonna do to the beat.
It's a shame.
'Cause we're
back. actually like that one song.
We're going on. Hi. We're on the
Hi.
Air.
Hi.
Just making sure you know, because I've had people say weird things, and they don't know
Misha,
down here.
You're talking way too loud.
Yeah, gosh.
I don't really appreciate that.
Chill your voice out, man.
Okay.
Fine. All right. Yeah, so that was Sunday Bloody Sunday by
sure
U2, possibly the best U2 song in my opinion.
Okay, yeah.
Nah, not really.
And he does have a better voice.
That's bull.
Yeah,
that's bull. No.
He does.
Okay.
He does.
Okay,
two
the question,
one,
the
win.
Question, shut up.
I win. We win.
Okay, but you, have you seen U2 in concert?
No, but I got, I have tickets. I have tickets.
I
have tickets.
I've listened to them on concert. I've listened to them.
In
no,
concert?
No, no, no.
Yeah. I have tickets,
I've
though.
I've seen Green Day in concert twice. Okay, so the question at hand is whether Billy Joe Armstrong of
have
Green
Have you seen U2 in concert?
No.
Then you're biased.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Biased source.
But so were you.
Biased source, you're an invalid source.
Okay, anyway, the question at hand is... Is Billy Joe Armstrong, the lead singer of Green Day, better vocals, anyway, than Bono of U2?
No.
People listening, post the name you think is better on Facebook.
On my page.
On
Here, I'll make a little comment.
And actually, I don't think we could even have that, because we have Bono and Billy Joe Armstrong. They're different singers, different styles.
Okay. At some point, we're going to play The Saints Are Coming. They join together on that song. I don't care if Billy Joe's not British. He's actually from California. But that's okay.
Yeah.
But everyone's cooler that's British. It's just true.
Actually, Robin would agree with that.
No, because seriously, like, my possibly my, not really my two favorite bands.
Pretty cool, the drummer's from Germany.
Two of my favorite bands. Germans are cool, too.
Germans
but
are cool.
Two of my favorite bands are British, and that's why I'm excited about this week.
Now she's biased.
No, I am biased, and I will admit it.
Okay, I'm biased towards British girls. So, if you're British and you're a girl, let me know.
I think there's like two guys listening to this show, and that's it. So,
sorry, guys. But if you know any British girls, seriously.
Yeah, see, that's the foreign effect. Everyone thinks that people from other countries are hotter.
Except for, I actually know it for a fact. They were six British girls in King Zubers at one point.
True says Bono.
They were short, but.
What's wrong with being short?
I'm tall.
You can be sexy and short.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
Case and point.
Okay.
I'm pointing to myself,
yeah,
by the way.
I know.
I'm telling the people.
No, she was pointing at me.
When
I'm
you're
so
6'5 and you're looking at someone who's 5'2, you know, there's
she's
not
five.
Really a
she's
connection.
She's
5
foot
I'm not,
and a half.
I'm not talking about
not
you.
Well, not a half foot, like half an inch.
No,
I was talking
know.
About the girls in King Supers who are British,
okay.
And I freaked out because they had accents.
Don't you love accents? Accents are sexy.
It's true. Well, most
it is.
Of them.
Well,
except
most
for not.
I don't think
American
German accents are that sexy. I'm sorry,
that's true.
German
They're
people.
They're kind of manly.
They are.
A little bit scary coming from a girl. What song are we playing?
Where's my song? It's suffering, so I guess I'll play something off this first.
Play something quick.
Okay. We're going to play a song by my all-time favorite band, and this is Comfortably Numb by Pink Floyd.
Okay. All
right.
And this is the first Pink Floyd song I ever heard, and the song that I like made me fall in love with Pink Floyd. So I love it, and we're going to play it because it's amazing.
So touching.
She loves it, apparently.
It is. I have a distinct memory all right.
Play the
of being 10 and like laying on the floor
song.
Of my parents' bedroom listening
play
to this
the song.
Fine. Don't listen to my childhood memories.
I don't want to listen to you. Play a song.
That was a terrible version. We're going to try that again later because I was not expecting that. And that
How
sucked.
Dare you?
And that is a disgrace to Pink Floyd.
It is a disgrace to Pink Floyd.
So instead, let's play this song. Hopefully it won't...
Misha what? Just disgraced Pink Floyd.
I feel really bad.
You should be burned for that.
I should, actually. I kind of deserve to be. It's
Robin,
terrible.
You're so evil.
No, I agree with him on this, though.
You agree so to be burned.
Pink Floyd
At
is sacred.
Stake.
Pink Floyd is sacred.
I don't know about that.
Yes.
I think he's like one-fifth sacred.
He?
She.
It.
Them.
Them.
Yeah, I know.
Them.
As in, there's like three, four?
Five.
Eight?
Well,
six,
I mean, there's
nine,
different...
23? Four? I don't know.
There's different members that switch off and like move around.
Around 12.
12 squared.
We're gonna play a better version now. We should play the song.
Play the song.
Play
well, I can't get that
play
song
it.
To load fast enough, so
it.
We're gonna play this.
Play
we're gonna
it.
Play
it.
A different song.
Just play
play
it.
David Bowie, Let's Dance.
Play okay.
Okay.
Because you're on your own. If I get by with a little help from my friends. Yeah, I get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I need somebody to love. Could it be anybody? I want somebody. Would you believe in a love at first sight? Yeah, I'm certain that it happens all the time. What do you see when you turn out the light? I can't tell you, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I need someone to love. Could it be anybody? By with a little help from my friends, with a little help from my
friends. No, that wasn't actually the Beatles. Oh, we've got a call.
Whoa.
Hang on.
A call? All
right, and
Batman, answer the phone. Or Misha, you know, whichever.
I have to do it in this awkward way because I still don't know how to use this. So,
dun, dun, dun. Misha doesn't know how to use her equipment.
So you're going to have to talk into his mic.
Okay.
You guys can share.
Hi.
Hi, Michael. You're on the air.
How you doing?
I am.
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Yeah, come on.
You are on the air.
What is your name?
What do you want me to talk about?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about?
Girls.
Ryan, don't be a...
All right, something. I kind of have to...
What? Do you play any sports, Michael?
Mike?
Big Mike?
Can we call you
Michael,
Mike?
They want to know if you play sports.
Can we call you Lil Mike?
Big Mike?
Yeah.
Hey, yeah. Lil Mike.
What sports do you play?
Baseball.
Oh, yes. Right. My friend.
Hey, God.
Baseball. This is my Mike. What position?
What position, Michael?
Forward. Sorry.
What position do you play in baseball?
Catcher.
Nice. That's our position, man.
My sister does that in softball. Half the time, and half the time she does pitching.
Softball's for wimps.
Softball's for girls.
That's true. Softball is for girls.
Yeah, I was kidding.
So.
Yeah. Why did you call?
Yeah.
They want to know why you called.
You got a question? Hey, yeah. Hey, do you know?
Answer
do you know?
The question. Wish,
do you know Green Day?
Do you know Green Day?
Yeah.
Well,
no. Yes, I do.
No. Okay. Give me a straight answer. Yes or no?
Who doesn't know Green Day?
He said who doesn't.
You'd be surprised.
Yeah.
You really would. Okay. So you know Green Day.
Do you know U2?
No. Shut up.
Wait.
You familiar with Green Day songs?
Do you know U2?
Yes.
Okay. Who do you think is a better singer?
Shit. I don't trust a 10-year-old.
What did you say?
Okay, which,
who's a better singer? The lead
band
singer
has
of Green
a better
Day
singer,
or
Green
U2?
Green Day or U2?
Wait, Green Day.
No!
Yes!
No! Yes! Michael, you traitor!
You're my favorite little kid.
Green Day, obviously.
Thank you, man.
My friends like you,
Have you ever seen Green Day in concert?
He wants to know if you've seen Green Day in concert. He's 10.
So?
No.
Okay, well, you got it.
You should.
Next time they go on tour, man, hit it up. It's sick. I'm telling you. Ryan Sauter.
What?
Robert is a little obsessed with going to Green Day concert.
Yeah,
I've been twice.
And that's,
like,
go calm
that's like
down.
All
the
you
only,
talk
only,
about.
Calm down, Robin. Calm down. Calm down.
All right.
I'm not even saying anything.
Too bad. Yeah, I said calm down.
All right, Michael.
Chillax.
Did you have anything else you wanted to ask us?
What's your favorite song?
What's your favorite song?
Favorite song.
Favorite song.
Favorite song.
Michael.
Your favorite song.
Your
Michael,
very favorite
what's
song.
Your favorite song?
What's my favorite song?
Something by Green Day.
Probably Numb by Linkin Park.
Yes! Yes! Oh my God! Okay, we have to play that.
Okay.
Linkin Park. Is Linkin Park even...
That was the right answer. Just
yes!
By the way.
Numb!
You answered that question correctly.
That's like one of my favorite songs, man.
Okay, my friends love you now, and I'm a
Big
little
Mike,
disappointed.
Big Mike, you're my best friend.
What's your favorite song, then?
My favorite song?
Which one? Hey, who are you talking to?
Yeah,
actually,
there's two women in the room and one man. Yeah, and I'm
all
the
right,
man.
Guys,
so,
guys.
Who's talking? The man is speaking.
Okay.
Freaking Mike.
Guys, each of you tell him your favorite song. Robin.
Oh, shoot.
At the moment, it doesn't
Ryan, go first.
Probably Hands Held High by Linkin Park.
Brick by Boring Brick by Paramore.
Oh, that's a good song.
That is a good song.
All right, Michael, my favorite song is, at the moment, is probably Pink Floyd. I want to say...
Who's it by?
Pink Floyd? That's the band? Look them up.
I don't know.
You must love them and cherish them.
No, Pink Floyd.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Well, I'm about to play one of their songs, so don't worry. Probably Comfortably Numb.
No, you just played one of their songs.
No, I tried to play and it failed. We played for 30 seconds.
Let's play Numb.
And then...
Hold on.
Yeah, we're playing
I'm
Numb.
I'm going to go to YouTube real quick.
Oh, my God. Okay. Well, anyway, we're going to go ahead and hang up on you, Michael.
We will play Numb.
I love you, but we're going to play
Numb. We're playing
song.
Numb for
we're
you.
We're getting ready, yeah. Sorry. You did answer all your questions correctly, and a check for $3 million will be sent to you in the mail by Monday. Well, that was interesting.
And Michael, that is a lie. You will not be getting money.
Yeah, he will.
He's a cool kid. And he just might.
All right.
Only if he sends it to us first.
What?
And we take it.
We'll give him 1%.
3%?
Hey, Jeremy says 3%. Bono too. So I have two people on my side so far.
Screw you, Jeremy. Sorry.
Numb. We're playing Numb.
We're playing Numb.
Yep. Is Numb even... Is that band even British?
Yeah.
No, it definitely isn't. But we're playing it anyway. Ryan, you're talking to the mic. No one can hear you.
What?
Why can I hear myself in the microphone?
Because
maybe you're talking.
Yeah, you have ears.
No, I don't.
You know,
have
I don't
ears.
Know. But
I don't have ears.
Okay, Ryan doesn't have ears.
Okay, we're gonna play a Pink Floyd song first.
No, we're playing No.
I can't play
no.
that
way.
Do you have it on your iPod? Yeah. Well, then put it
on your iPod. Okay, we're gonna play Numb. Encore, by the way.
We're gonna make an exception to my rule, and we're gonna play a non-British song.
Sorry, guys.
Songs. This is for Michael.
Songs.
No, his name's Big
with
Mike.
With an N. With an E-U.
N-U. Good for you.
Okay. Are you guys ready for this?
Sure.
Thank you. Far too kind. Yeah.
Ready?
Can I get an encore? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. So for one last time, I need y'all to roll. Now what the hell are you waiting for? After me, there should be no more. So for one last time, nigga, make some noise.
Get him, Jay.
Who you know fresher than Ho? Riddle me that. The rest of y'all know where I'm lyrically at. Can none of y'all mirror me back? Yeah, hear me rap, it's like hand G rap is prime. I'm Young H.O., rap's grateful dead. Back to take over the globe, now break bread. I'm in Boeing Jets, Global Express. Out the country, but the blueberries still connect. On the low, but the yacht got a triple deck. But when you young, what the fuck you expect? Yep. Grand opening, grand closing. Goddamn your manhole, crack the can open again. Who you gonna find open a hand with no pen? Just draw inspiration. Who you gonna see you can't replace him with cheap imitations of these generations? Do you want more? Cook and roll with the Brooklyn boys. One last time, I need y'all to roll. Look what I made for you. Knew if I paid my dues, how will they pay you? When you first come in the game, they try to play you. Then you drive a couple of hits, look how they wait to you. From Marcy to Madison Square, to the only thing that matters is just a matter of years. As fate would have it, J status appears to be at an all-time high. Perfect time to say goodbye. When I come back like Jordan, we're in the 4-5. It ain't to play games with you, it's to aim at you. Probably maim you. If I owe you, I'm blowing you to smithereens. Cocksucker, take one for your team. And I need you to remember one thing. I came, I saw, I conquered. For record sales, sold out concerts. So my forgive, you want this encore. I need you to scream to your lungs to soar. Come on.
I'm tired of being what you want me to be. Feeling so faithless, lost under the surface. Don't know what you're expecting of me. But under the pressure of walking.
That could happen. We could change our minds. That seems to be the hardest time.
My man, you know that you have seen this all before. Tremble, little lion man, you'll never settle any of your scores.
grace is wasted in your face. Your boldness stands alone among the wreck. Now learn from your mother, or I'll spend your days biting your own neck. But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear? But it was not your fault but mine, and it was your heart on the line. I really fucked it up this time, didn't I, my dear?
That was Mumford & Sons, Little Lion Man.
I'd never heard of it.
It was pretty good, actually.
I like the song. Yeah, Drew told me to play it. And so shout out to Drew, even though he's actually at Pep Band right now. Ha,
wait,
sucker.
Wait, Drew's at Pep?
Yeah.
He's at Pep Band?
Drew.
Then how is he on Facebook?
No, he just left for Pep Band.
Okay. So
yeah.
So how many people are listening?
Hey, post to my Facebook page if you're listening and...
Yeah, we want to gauge how popular our show is.
We're probably really unpopular.
Everybody who's listening.
But it's fun.
That's
everybody.
You too, Lily.
Is she really?
I don't know.
Okay. Tell her to listen.
We're going to play the real version of Comfortably Numb.
Yeah,
and it might have some weird sound effects, but that's because this is from the amazing music video.
Is there anyone home? Come on down. I hear you breathing down. Well, I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. Relax. I need some information first. Just the basic facts. Just like
Yeah. cried to my daddy on the telephone. How long now? Until the clouds unroll and you come down the line where? But the shadow still remains since your descent, your descent.
Doing.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So first off,
French jokes. Yeah,
we got French jokes first.
Oh, okay. French jokes first.
Start off with Ryan.
So, when was the last good French barbecue?
1431, and it involved Joan of Arc.
That is brutal.
It is brutal.
Why don't the French barbecue?
The snails keep slipping between the grills. Okay, Lame. Come on, guys.
How do you get a French waiter's attention?
Okay, you gotta at least read it first.
How do you get a French waiter's attention?
Start ordering in German. That doesn't make any sense.
What?
Why is that funny?
It's not funny.
It's not funny. Ryan, read them first.
What's the difference between France and Quebec?
Quebec,
you
idiot. I know.
Quebec has... That is a... Okay.
What's the answer? What's the answer? I gotta know now.
Quebec has prettier women and colder beer.
It's true. Canadians are hot, but, you know.
Any Canadian girls listening, post it on Facebook.
Hang on. Okay, so I got one. What's the worst thing about winning a world war?
Oh, I know this.
You get stuck with the French.
Yeah.
Okay, that's about
awesome.
It.
All right, so I have a little plug to you.
Aren't we going to do blonde jokes just for our new correspondent?
No, we're not going to do blonde jokes. We're not that mean.
Okay.
Who likes the script?
Yeah, we'll play that next, but first I have to...
I'm expecting you guys to respond.
Likes the script, curly hair.
Who? What?
What? I don't know.
Okay.
Hi, Lily.
Alright, I have to do a quick plug. So, Elephant Graveyard, they are releasing their CD tonight at Avos, and you should all go check it out because it'll be fun. I can't go tonight because I have too much homework. But it's at 8 o'clock, and the people that are opening are really cool. It's Danielle Ate the Sandwich and Thrifty Astronaut. And Nick Jones is Thrifty Astronaut. He is amazing. He's a wonderful guy. I love him to death.
He's also a Thrifty Astronaut.
He's also a Thrifty Astronaut, and his music's fun, and he's a cool dude. And if you go talk to him and tell him that you know Misha and Drew, he'll
I'll
probably
give you a
hug,
hug
you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big hug.
Oh, and you should also just freak him out and walk up to him and tell him that he's a good magician, not musician, magician. Just do it.
And if you're ever in space and have $3, he could probably...
He can hook you up.
Buy yeah. you like a shopping mall or something.
So. Yeah, he is the
For
thriftiest
$3.
Of the astronauts.
Wow. $3.
He's really cool. So, yeah,
probably,
you should
You
really
could probably go
him.
To like 150, but...
Oh, I'm thinking a little more than that.
Well, I was thinking like...
I'm thinking you should
maybe
be
125.
Quiet now. I'm Rob, just...
What song are we playing?
I don't know.
Okay,
what are we playing?
I believe we're playing Break Even.
Jeremy sent me a message trying to explain that French joke, by the way. So I'm just going to read it out loud.
One?
It said, he said, it's funny because a French waiter would be pissed that a German...
Oh, yeah.
That a Ryan. German didn't bother to learn how to order in French. It's a popular stereotype that tends to be true, that French people don't like it when foreigners don't bother to learn French. It's actually rather well known.
Makes it ironic, not funny.
It's still not funny.
It's
not funny if it takes that much.
But I only Trump saw, so we're just going to play the song.
I don't like it. But what song are we playing?
We should do impressions.
The script. We're playing Break Even by the script.
What would I do with it? What would I do without you? Come on. What would I do without you?
Still alive, but I'm barely breathing. Just praying to a God that I don't believe in. 'Cause I got time while she got freedom. 'Cause when her heart breaks, no, it don't break even. The best days will be some of my worst. She finally met a man that's gonna put her first. While I'm wide awake, she's no trouble sleeping. 'Cause when her heart breaks, no, it don't break even, even, no. What am I supposed to do when the best part of me was always you? And what am I supposed to say when I'm all choked up that you're okay? I'm falling to pieces, yeah.
I'm falling to pieces.
We're playing The Who next.
Yep.
The Who.
Mm-hmm.
They're called The Who.
Woo.
The Who?
Woo.
Thank you. it's gonna take me alive. The time has come to make things right. You and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to survive. No one's gonna take time has come to make things right. You and I must fight for our rights. You and I must fight to
So, we're about to play Franz Ferdinand, which I happened to see in concert last August. Like, last year, August, by the way. Okay. And they were really good.
Awesome.
So, the song's Darts of Pleasure.
Which is an awesome name.
Just don't go.
Better be careful where you're throwing those darts.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a weird dart story. It might only be funny to me, but I find it funny.
Well, it's like funny to you. All right, dart story.
Okay.
Dart story. Okay.
Let's go.
I found my cat on my bed this morning, and he had a dart stuck to him, and I thought it was like a legit dart, and it was in his neck, and I got really scared. Dart, whatever, I can't talk right now.
He was probably murdered.
I thought it looked like it was stuck in his neck, and I freaked out, and it was like one of those magnetic darts, and it was stuck to his collar, but he's laying there like fast asleep with a dart sticking out from his neck. it was like the scariest thing. I thought my cat like died. It was terrible, but funny at the same time.
And the moral of the story is that there is realistic-looking magnetic darts.
They are. Yeah.
Oh, that was true. So touching.
It was funny, though.
Very touching. Okay, so I've got another dart story.
Okay.
Okay, so my dad, him and his brothers were playing darts one time. You know, he goes up and, like, they're throwing darts, and he's winning. And so he goes up to take the darts down and hand them back to his brothers that are playing. And, his brother, either Tony or Sean, I can't remember which one, one of them had saved a dart, you know, to throw, just to, like, mess with him. So, the dart is thrown into my dad's neck.
Ooh.
He pulls it out, hands it to him. I think this is yours. I just think that's, like, the most badass thing ever.
Legit, or did your dad just make
it? Yeah, no, it's legit. Like, it was like...
Your dad's a pretty big badass, then. Oh, by the way, Laura wants to tell you something. She says that your voice is very deep.
That's true.
Yes. I can make it deeper.
That's creepy. But yeah, 1 second.
We can play this.
No, sorry, Izzy confused me with the message. Yeah, we're gonna play the Dart song.
Darts of Pleasure by Franz Ferdinand.
Laura Farley, it's a request. This is by The Midnight Beast, and it's called Ninjas.
Interesting.
But
I didn't really know.
Let's play
how to do that.
All right, we're gonna play it.
What do we do tonight?
I haven't got any money.
Why don't we play a little game? What game? I bet that I could get more alcoholic beverages than you two could tonight.
No way.
Let's go.
Three-way shake. I'm a ninja of the dance floor. I got a craving for whatever's yours. I'm a fucking ninja of the dance floor. I do the things that you can't ignore. Are you a ninja? Do you drink special brew? Cause you can't afford a bottle of the champagne too. Get out the kitchen if you can't take the heat.
I never eat,
cause I haven't had a good night till I'm sick in the street.
Oh bro, that really smells. What have you been drinking, man?
Super strong, my motherfucker. Do you want a cab? I don't pay my car, I don't pay my check,
man.
I'll keep
alright. I silently assassinate every drink in sight.
I got eyes like a hawk, a cereal drink thief.
I'm like Robin Hood, apart from that I'm robbing for me. From the rich to high poor, a celebrity whore. I'm the type of boy you told your daughters to watch out for.
I'm not hands for that samurai swords, but they're not metal, so nothing like swords, they're just hands.
What the fuck you saying, man?
Oh, I don't know. But I'm still a ninja of the dance floor. My hands are nothing like samurai swords, but I'm a fucking ninja of the dance floor. So get ready for what I got in store.
I went to cheapskates to be a cheapskate.
I went to punk to get a little crumb.
I went to many people, I could be cheeky. They wouldn't let me in till I showed my katana.
Got no drink.
I swear that's my drink.
It was just any drink.
My drink's been drunk.
Oh, well.
That shit got stung.
Oh, well. Oh, well, welly, welly. Let's take a ride like Nelly. We can move like jelly. We're invisible. We're up all night.
I've got special powers. I can stay up for 7 whole hours. I can see when it's foggy, foggy. Like Snoop Doggy Doggy.
I'm a ninja dick face. Got a tattoo to prove it. Don't ever let me say you're way to drink. I'll lose it. Give you 5 whole seconds to finish it off till I come around the corner, take a shit in your car.
Oh, I'm
a ninja of the dance floor. I'll take a shit in everything that's yours. I'm a fucking ninja of the dance floor.
I drink more than a liquor store.
Did you say something?
Yeah, I was just doing the little hype boy bit, like, what?
What, like Eminem?
Yeah.
Baby, I'm a ninja in the Western world. Now let's hear it from a ninja girl.
Baby, boy, all of my friends are ninjas too. Just like you.
Yeah. Sing it, girl.
Oh, shit.
The dog.
All right. And that was Coldplay, Clocks.
Yes, it was.
Good song. All right. And this next song is for Izzy, and it is The
Hi,
Cure,
Izzy.
Friday.
Hi.
I'm in Love.
Wait, what is it?
It's by The Cure. It's called Friday, I'm in Love.
Okay. Oh, I love this song.
I know, right? Everyone loves this song, though.
Hi, Izzy.
Hi, Izzy.
Izzy.
Yay.
Yay.
Okay. We're going to play the song now.
Yeah. Okay.
Enjoy it.
Let's go.
Begging out. sad. 10 of us to breathe the dust, 10 to do the graft. Underneath the Pennine Range, the bodies lie in racks. 40 miles of saline trial follow in their tracks. Raid is the cold, steam is the burn.
Dream of her tonight. Die, 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 die. Falling, yes, I am falling. And she keeps calling me back again. I have never known the like of this. I've been alone and I have missed things and kept out of sight. But other girls were never quite like this. Falling, yes, I am falling. And she keeps calling me back again. She keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes, I am falling. And she keeps calling me back again. Falling, yes, he is falling. And she keeps calling me back again.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Maddie. Happy birthday to you.
That high-pitched noise was not me, by the way.
Happy birthday, Maddie! Okay, but then a song.
Do you have a song on, or is Mize doing a song? Yeah, you're doing a song?
I got it. Okay.
Play the next song.
It's for you, Maddie.
just stand up and walk out on me. Lend me your ear, then I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing a key. Oh, I get by with little help from my friends. Gets high with a little help from his friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away? Does it worry you to be alone? How do I feel by the end of the day? Are you sad because you're on your own? If I get by with a little help from my friends. Yeah, I get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I need somebody to love. Could it be? Somebody to love. Would you believe in a love at first sight? Yeah, I'm certain that it happens all the time. What do you see when you turn out the light? I can't tell you, but I know it's mine. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I'm gonna try with a little help from my friends. Do you need anybody? I need someone to love. Could it be?
What are we talking about?
Hello. Okay, so for one of our, well, our session is dwindling down.
Yeah.
So we're planning the last couple of songs. To start off the last few songs, I'm going to give it to a local band, Single File, for Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
And they're not British, but oh well.
Yeah.
They're local, so it counts.
What? How would that even? Okay.
It just does.
All right. Apparently, locals are
okay. Play a song,
and then after that, we're gonna play Kate Nash. That way, we don't have to stop and announce it. All right.
Call the neighbor kids, the trash cans with buckets on their heads. 'Cause I'm telling you, we're gonna need a little help tonight. So hey, man, check this out. Downtown's a riot. Through the crowd, try Channel 9. I'm pretty sure they're headed straight for this part of town. I can't be certain, but I swear I hear them just outside. There's no way that this is real, so count me in. Call the neighbor kids, the trash can with buckets on their heads. 'Cause I'm telling you, we're gonna need a little help tonight. So grab something sharp, find some cover. Rather choke.
she was glaring through olive eyes and chalk white skin. I want you to know that I won't be holding back tonight. She stole my heart. I'll be taking hers with the long dart now. Look at the bright side. It's not like she had one there. Start to grab something sharp, find some cover, kill the lights and nail the back door shut. This isn't funny anymore. Oh no, this.
Started all the naughty nights for niceness. Landed in a very common crisis. Everything's in order in a black hole. Nothing seems as pretty as the past glow. Bloody Mary's acting as a Tabasco. Remember when he used to be a rascal? All the boys are slack. The best you ever had. The best you ever had was just the memory and those dreams. Flicking through a little book of sex tips. Remember when the boys were all electric? When she told she's gonna get it. I'm guessing that she'd rather just forget it. Clinging to my fitness of the mental. Said she wasn't gonna, but she went still. Likes a gentleman, so not be gentle. Is it a mecha double or a betting pencil? Oh, the boys are sad. The best you ever had. The best you ever had was just a memory and those dreams. Not as soft as they sing. Not as soft as they sing, my love. Dream them up. Where did you go? Where did you go? Where did you go? Oh,
to start our very last song. Rowan, Ryan, and I. Ryan, get on the... Sorry, Ryan is falling asleep back here.
Yeah.
Ryan, I would just like to let you all know that we had a great time, and you should...
Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I guess thanks for listening. Thanks for the support. Thanks for the comments. Thanks for the recommendations. Hi, Izzy! Hi, Maddie! Hi, Lily, if she's still watching.
Listening.
Whatever. You could be watching it, I guess. It would be kind of boring, but... So, yeah, okay, we're going to play our last song, and it's
Coldplay, Viva La Vida.
Yeah, all right.
Yep, and this show plays every Thursday, 4 to 7, so tune in. It'll be fun. And I'll have more weird people on here.
Yeah.
Definitely. More weird people. And hopefully...
And maybe you guys...
Ryan and I will be coming back.
Yes, we will.
Potentially on United States.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Or Canada. You know, I like both of them.
I do like Canada. Canada's cool.
Okay, we'll play our last song. Viva La Vida by Coldplay.